The Magic of Coding Phonics. Level 2B. Narrative. It was a wonderful experience for Aaron and Anna to read basic words and frame simple sentences. They enjoyed reading and writing in English language with more ease and joy. They didn't forget to thank Letter God for teaching them all the concepts so easily in a fun, engaging way. Aaron and Anna had now got a hang of reading words and now they did not want to stop. It got challenging when they found same words like aim, ah, ray, which appeared to be simple but was complicated to read. Shocking news. Some of their friends scared Aaron and Anna, telling that, "Well, my dear Aaron and Anna, it is now that you will fall in the big trap of mugging. You must mug or memorize or write those words for multiple number of times to remember, read and write. You will no more enjoy reading words and sentences from now. It will be very stressful and difficult to read and write these complex words. This is the phase when we start disliking and giving up the English language, and eventually all other subjects which has English words in it, because of the confusion that appears while reading and writing these words, and because of this complexity we fail to take the right pronunciation. We feel very ashamed and guilt when we make spelling mistakes and make wrong pronunciations. It requires a lot of effort and still the outcomes are not assured. This was a very scary experience for Aaron and Anna. Though they were shocked for a moment, they knew that the Letter God would teach them to read and write these complex words in the most easiest, fastest and simplest way through his coding phonics methodology. Finally, the day arrived when the Letter God announced the date to start the 2B program. 2. All set to start level 2B program. Aaron and Anna were fully prepared to absorb the wonderful techniques, tools and methods, because they were sure that they are gaining this amazing skill for a lifetime. Even before starting the new concept, Letter God wanted to ensure that Aaron and Anna were clear with all the previous concepts. Well, Aaron and Anna were revising all the previous topics regularly and were up to the mark. Later God called Aaron and Anna and told that the new topic would be very interesting and amazing, and the only thing required to learn these concepts was to follow all his instructions carefully. Aaron and Anna promised Letter God to follow all the instructions and learn the concepts accurately. 3. Real names for 5 vowels. Letter God revealed a significant event to happen in his alphabet kingdom. It was now the perfect time to give the vowels their real letter name. Letter A, E, I, O, U, short sound, will now get their real names. A, E, I, O, U, long sound. Letter God sent a message for all the letters to come and gather for the event, and he called this event as naming ceremony, and he was ready to perform the sacred bonding ritual. Vowels came running as they were eagerly waiting for this day. The consonants also rushed to witness the unique naming ceremony happening for the first time in the alphabet kingdom. Letter God said, "My dear vowels, you wanted your real names, and today I am going to give you a task to perform, and when you complete the task you will get your real names." All the vowels came forward and they were ready to take part in the task. Letter God said, "This is the right time for me to give the real names for the 5 vowels." He said, he will conduct the task for 5 days, allowing 1 vowel a day to get its respective real name. He reminded the vowels that they had agreed to take more responsibility and lead the process of building a global English literature. 4. Naming ceremony and bonding ritual. Hearing this, the vowels became more conscious and promised themselves to be present in almost every English word. Letter God was very happy with this assurance of vowels. Letter God said, "Listen to me carefully now. You will have to pair with one of your vowel group member and come to me. I will perform the sacred bonding ritual. I will lock you both in a heart for a lifetime and give you your real name in this naming ceremony." Letter God now rang the bell and gave an important instruction to all the vowels. He said, "You will have to pair only with your vowel friends. Don't go to the consonant group. Please follow my instruction and don't cheat. After the bonding ritual and naming ceremony, nobody can split and read you. Everybody should take your real sound name together when they see you in any word." Later God looked at Aaron and Anna. Now Aaron and Anna had no doubts or confusion. They were very clear with the outcome of bonding ritual and naming ceremony. They agreed to never split the partners in the heart and read it by taking the new sound name together. All the vowels jumped in joy and came excited to do this task. 5. Naming ceremony of vowel, It was the turn of first vowel, The vowel, came and took the blessings from Letter God and went ahead in search of a partner. As he saw all his vowel friends standing in a row, he chose vowel, E. He pulled the vowel, E, and went to the Letter God. The letter God was very happy to see both vowel partners agreeing for the bonding ritual and naming ceremony. Letter God started the ritual. He locked vowel, a, and vowel, e, a, in a heart forever and gave the real name, a, as an aeroplane as a part of the naming ceremony. Dot. Flowers showered on the new partners and all the letters celebrated this event by bursting crackers and sharing sweets and chocolates. Letter God was very happy to see this event. Aaron and Anna rejoiced too. The letter God rang the big bell once again and made one more important announcement. He said that all the vowels can pair with more than one partner, as much as they wish. The joy of vowels doubled and tripled with that announcement. All the letters cheered vowel, to make some more pairs. Letter God had an incredible idea of creating more real names, long vowel sounds that can contribute largely in building the great English literature. Vowel, was ready to do the task for a few more times. Vowel, pulled vowel, I, and went to the letter God. The letter God was very happy and he performed the sacred bonding ritual, locked both the vowels, I, in a heart forever and gave the real name, as a name in the naming ceremony. Now vowel, was very eager to choose the next partner and get its real name. Now he pulled vowel, U, and on the way, while reaching the letter God, both of them discussed something secret. They came and stood in front of the letter God, and as the letter God came close to perform the bonding ritual, the partners requested a favor from the letter God. Letter God was shocked to hear their wish and he almost froze for some time. All the other letters witnessed this and they were surprised too. Nobody could guess what was the wish made by, pair. After some time, taking a deep breath, letter God disclosed their wish with all other letters. He said that the vowel pair wanted to be locked in a heart forever but did not want the real name, All other letters were stunned when they heard about this request. They were curious to know what would the letter God do now, reward or punish. 6. Cheat name, special cheat sound. He said, "My dear letters, I love you all and I cannot deny the wish that you make. I will definitely do the ritual and lock vowel, and, you, in a heart and I will give them a special name, sound." Letter God gave them a special name, sound, as in ant, and called it as a cheat name, as it was a cheating done by the vowels. The vowel pair thanked the letter God for honoring their request and returned happily with a cheat name. Vowel, surprised everybody including the letter God, Aaron and Anna when he said that he wanted to pair with two more letters. There was a pin drop silence in the alphabet kingdom when vowel, disclosed that the two more letters were not vowels but two consonant sounds. He pleaded the letter God to honor his request and whispered something in the letter God's ears. The letter God looked stunned for some time, but he understood that this was required to build the great English literature in future. The kind God made a special announcement to fulfill vowel, request to pair with consonant sounds. He locked vowel, and the first consonant, W, in a heart and gave them a cheat name and a special cheat sound, ah, as an awesome ah, pair thanked the letter God and returned. 7. Cheat name, real sound. Now vowel, was crossing his finger as his last request was still pending. It was the most challenging one. The letter God made the final announcement for vowel, He said, "Keeping the future in mind, I am happy to approve the last request of vowel, to pair with consonant, Y." All the other letters were expecting the, I, pair to get the cheat name. Letter God revealed, that, I, pair will get a cheat name because this is also a cheating. They will not get a special cheat sound but get the real sound, as in Ray, as this was the ardent request made by the, I, pair. The, I, pair and all other letters bowed their heads with respect to the letter God for being so kind to all of them. Thus the naming ceremony for vowel, was concluded with real names, A, and, I, cheat names, O, special sounds, and, I, real sound. Letter God scheduled the naming ceremony of vowel, E, for the next day. All the letters were very happy because letter God told them that all the pairs with real names and cheat names are going to contribute to a great extent in building the great English literature. 8. Vowels, real name and cheat name. In the same way, all the remaining vowels got their real names and cheat names by completing their task. 9. Friend's name. When all the vowels were rejoicing becoming pairs and getting real names and cheat names, the poor consonants were looking helplessly and the letter God was able to notice this. letter God wanted the simple consonants also to take active role in building the great English literature. He went to the consonants and said, "Dear consonants, becoming friends is a very good deed. You can also pair with your consonant friend and come to me. I will lock you both consonants in a heart and do the bonding ritual and give you a friend name in the naming ceremony." The consonants were very happy. As they were preparing themselves for this task, letter God gave a firm announcement. He said, "Listen, my dear consonants, I have a strict warning and I want you to promise me that you will pair only with your consonant friends. Under any circumstance you will not go to the vowel group and attract a punishment from me, and if you can assure this, you can also start getting a special friend's name." All the consonants promised letter God to keep up their words. It was the celebration time. Once again, consonant B came forward to begin the task. 11. Single letters with pet names only. H, L, M, J, R, V, X, Y, Z. 74. 12. Conclusion. All the consonants jumped and danced as they were permitted to get friends' name one by one. 12 consonants, B, C, D, F, G, K, N, P, Q, S, T, W, choose some other consonant sound and got 34 feet friends' name, in total. 9 consonants, H, L, M, J, R, V, X, Y, Z preferred not to make any friends and they always wanted to be called only by their pet names, press names for some of them in any English word. The letter God documented this significant event in his official note and gifted this to Aaron and Anna. Aaron and Anna very carefully witnessed the whole event and made a note of all the 62 names, sounds of vowels and consonants. They were super clear and didn't have any confusion. They were just waiting for the letter God to permit them to read all those complex words which they were not able to read when they did not know anything about these new blending names, sounds of letters. The ultimate gift to English phonic scripture. Letter God himself wanted to witness the ease and the magic that his one color one sound method would create versus the confusing black text, while Aaron, Anna and millions of kids around the world used this technique to read complex words. Aaron and Anna read all the complex words so easily that they considered this technique as the most precious gift from the letter God, which gave them the ultimate freedom from spelling mistakes, wrong pronunciation, mugging, memorizing and multiple writing through one color one sound technique. 13. Reading secondary words, set 1. The letter God appreciated their confidence and allowed them to read the secondary words set 1, which had one pair of blending sound along with some short sounds in it. Before leaving, he gave them a gentle advice to reinforce all the important reading instructions that was shared in the previous levels. Aaron and Anna very humbly promised to do the reinforcement regularly and started reading the secondary words flawlessly and effortlessly and earned their third badge successfully. Letter God felt so happy and contented when he saw Aaron and Anna reading these complex words effortlessly. He was very sure that Aaron and Anna will never make spelling mistakes nor will follow mugging, memorizing and multiple writing to read and write any complex words from now onwards.